Christmas meditation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let every soul, then, enter the cave of Bethlehem. Behold and see that tender infant, who is weeping as he lies in the manger on that miserable straw. See how beautiful he is. Look at the light which he sends forth, and the love which he breathes. Those eyes send out arrows which wound the hearts that desire him. The very stable, the very straw cry out, says St. Bernard, and tell you to love him who loves you, to love God who is infinite love, and who came down from heaven and made himself a little child and became poor to make you understand the love he bears you and to gain your love by his sufferings. Come and say to him, "Ah, beautiful infant, tell me whose child art thou?" He replies, "My mother is this pure and lovely virgin who is standing by me." "And who is thy father?" "My father," he says, "is God." "How is this? Thou art the Son of God and art so poor? And why? Who will acknowledge thee in such a condition? Who will respect thee?" "Ah," replies Jesus, "holy faith will make known who I am and will make me loved by those whose souls I come to redeem and to inflame with my love. I am not come," says he, "to make myself feared, but to make myself loved. And therefore I wished to show myself to you for the first time as a poor and humble infant, that seeing to what my love for you has reduced me, you might love me the more. But tell me, my sweet infant, why dost thou turn thine eyes on every side? What art thou looking for? I hear thee sigh. Tell me wherefore are these sighs. O God, I see thee weep. Tell me wherefore dost thou weep?" "Yes," replies Jesus, "I turn my eyes around, for I am seeking for some souls that desires me. I sigh out of desire to see myself near to a heart that burns for me, as I burn with love for it. But I weep, and it is because I see but few souls who seek me and wish to love me. Come then, O all ye devout souls. Jesus invites you to come and kiss his feet this night. The shepherds who came to visit him in the stable of Bethlehem brought their gifts. You must also bring your gifts. What will you bring him? The most acceptable present you can bring him is that of a contrite and loving heart. O Jesus, thou must know that I am poor and that I have nothing to give thee. I have nothing but my penitent heart. This I now offer thee. Yes, O infant, I repent of ever having offended thee, and I hope for pardon from thee. But the forgiveness of my sins alone is not sufficient for me. On this night, thou dost grant great spiritual graces. I also desire that thou shouldst bestow a great grace on me. It is the grace to love thee. Now that I am about to approach thy feet, inflame me wholly with thy holy love, and bind me to thee. But bind me so effectually that I may never more be separated from thee. I love thee, O my God, who didst become a little child for my sake. But I love thee very little. I desire to love thee very much, and thou hast to enable me to do it. I come, then, to kiss thy feet, and I offer thee my heart. I leave it in thy hands. I will have it no longer. Do thou change it and keep it forever. Do not give it back to me again, for if thou dost, I fear lest it should betray thee afresh. Most Holy Mary, thou who art the mother of this great Son, but who art also my mother, it is to thee that I consecrate my poor heart. Present it to Jesus, and he will not refuse to receive it when presented by thee. Do thou then present it and beg him to accept it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.